Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the sixth Aliyah in Parshas Pekudei. That is Perek Mem, Pasuk Yud Zayin. When Parshas Vayakal Pekudei are together, we are actually right in the middle of the last Aliyah of Parshas Vayakal Pekudei, and we just concluded with Hashem commanding Moshe Rabbeinu how exactly to go about Hakamas HaMishkan, setting up the Mishkan. And here we're going to learn about how Moshe actually carried it out. The Pasuk tells us, Vahi B'chedesh HaRishon, it was in the first month, B'Shana HaShenis, in the second year, B'Echad L'Chedesh, on the first of the month, again, the first of Nisan, the second year after leaving Mitzrayim, Hukam HaMishkan, the Mishkan was set up. Vayaka Moshe as a Mishkan, Moshe erected the Mishkan, Vayitan as Adonav, and he placed down its sockets, Vayasim as Kirashav, and then he put in the beams, Vayitan as Brichav, and he inserted the bars, Vayakim as Hamudav, and then erected its pillars, Vayifres as Ha'oil al Mishkan, and he spread out the oil on top of the Mishkan. Over here, the Mishkan is referring to the first cover, which was on top of the Mishkan. The oil was the second cover, Vayasim as Michse Ha'oil al of Mimala, and then he took the covering of the oil, which was the third cover, and put that on top of the oil, Kasher Tziv Hashem as Moshe, just like Hashem commanded Moshe. Vayikach and he took, Vayitein eso edus el ha'aron, and he put the edus, the testimony, the luchais, inside the aron, Vayasem es habadim al ha'aron, and he put the badim, the poles, on the aron, Vayitein es hakapiris al ha'aron mamala, and he put the kapiris, the lid, on top of the aron, Vayave es ha'aron el mishkan, and he brought the aron into the mishkan, Vayasem es pereches hamasach, and then he set up the screen, the protecting pereches, Vayasech al aron ha'edus, and it screened the aron ha'edus, again, it protected it, Kasher tziv Hashem es Moshe, like Hashem commanded Moshe, Vayitein es ha'shulchan ba'ayil ma'id, and he placed the shulchan into the ayil ma'id, al yarech ha'mishkan tzafayna, on the northern side of the Mishkan, meaning on the right-hand side of the Mishkan, mechutz la'pareches, right outside the pareches, vayarech olav erech lechem lefnei Hashem, and he arranged on it the arrangement of bread before Hashem. This is talking about the lechem upon him, kasher tziv Hashem es Moshe, just like Hashem commanded Moshe, vayasem es ha'menorah ba'ayil ma'id, and he placed the menorah inside the ayil ma'id, noichach ha'shulchan, opposite the shulchan, al yarech ha'mishkan negba, on the southern side of the Mishkan, which is on the left side of the Mishkan, Bayal Haneres Lefnei Hashem, and he lit the lamps in front of Hashem, Kasher Tziv Hashem as Moshe, just like Hashem commanded Moshe. Vayasem as Mizbach Hazav Ba'Oil Ma'id, and he placed the golden Mizbeach inside the Oil Ma'id, Lefnei Pareches, right in front of the Pareches. Vayakter Olav Ketiris Samim, and he brought Ketiris on it, Kasher Tziv Hashem as Moshe, just like Hashem commanded Moshe. Rashi over here, Pasuk Chav Zayin, tells us, Vayakter Olav Ketiris, Shachris Ve'arvis, this is in the morning and in the evening, Kamashanemar, like it says, Ba'Biker, Ba'Biker, Ve'Tive, Saneris, Ve'Gaimer, every single morning when he prepares the lamps and when he kindles them, at the end of the day, he should light the Ketiris. So this is what Moshe Rabbeinu did. With this, we conclude the sixth Aliyah in Parshas Pekudei, and we are still in the middle of the last Aliyah of Parshas Vayakal Pekudei. We're going to stop here for now. Everyone should have a wonderful day.